Blog Talk Radio.
Money makes the world go round. My money can make your girl.
12 the baddest, just break it down. Money stacks, we weigh that by the pound. You see, I'm swagging in my mothership. I hit that mall and I just spun a grip. Now who they think they went up with? Nah, for real, who they think they fucking with? You see, I'm balling on these. I used to be a broke star like the Astros. Ain't gotta rap, just let my cash flow. Credit card minimum, ain't got a max though. Take his 10%. Not really, I'm just messing with you. Believing this what blessings get you. Ain't got no time to stress it. Get money, my profession. It even costs to pay attention. It even costs to stay in prison. To learn, they even charge admission. That's why I gotta stay consistent.
Money make the money go round.
Still in debt. That's the rules, money, power, sex. You from the hood, they feel you ain't a threat. But still a swagger, still intact. Follow me like a silhouette. And my city can catch me giving back. Without money, I couldn't give them jack. I guess that's just a 50-50. I can't help it, I just got hustler in me. My safe can go buy a custom Bentley. Plus a pad, addicted, no rehab.
Money, make the money.
Getting right to the number 920. Y'all already know, man. Like I said, having so much fun on the show, man. Hope everybody got something to do or going to be safe on this New Year just coming up. So, definitely, we're going to get ready to have a lot of fun on it. You know, do what we do. Because, yeah, like I said, if y'all ain't got a couple spots to go to the Chicago area, man, y'all going to want to stay tuned. Got some stuff for y'all, man. Definitely do. Get to number 9 joint, my man, Julian Ivy, featuring Wale. House Party, let's go.
Here, I'm well and I'm forever here. Hands up, DJ, let him in.
Nothing nice, ain't quite, couple bras, need a bar. show is reckless.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the fun. Nigga, I was hustling on the block. Pack, yeah, I don't know. So play me never soft. Nigga, whatever. I was out here on the grind. Money on my mind. Why niggas wasted time? Nigga, whatever. I done bumped a nigga broad. Showed her how to ball. And he ain't learned at all. Nigga, whatever. So it's fuckers when I see him. Deuces to the BM. Then my team cracks and all. Y'all chase periods, me, I chase decimals. Fat St. Jeffers show, nigga, I'm the next to blow. He ain't hold it when he had it, fuck it, then I am the go. This just sex, get in tune, sheets, I'll cuddle, give me room. Know how to treat a bag of fucker, flee a passer to the goon. Swagger stupid, yeah, she know it, probably why I hit so focused. Money on my mind, so okay, whatever, genius, roll it, cush, roll it. Zoned out, just hit. Broke is a joke. Say my name, don't laugh at it. Loyalty, that's me. Architect, that's me. Blueprint, FOE. Guaranteed to bring the heat. FNF, fucking fleet. If I stroke, she'll never leave. I can change her life. She can get the best of me. Pussy is the recipe. But I'm no West Haven. I'm more West Craven. Wouldn't save a minute.
Yeah, I'm on the block. Pack, yeah, I don't know. So play me never so.
Nigga, whatever.
I was out here on the grind. Money on my mind. Why niggas wasted time?
Nigga, whatever.
I done bust a nigga broad. Showed her how to ball. And he ain't learned at all.
Nigga, whatever.
So it's fuckers when I see him. Deuces to the BM. Then my chain grasped and all.
Oh,
ain't no need
shit
for the Shelly. She ready in the car. It's my third date with her and already a menage. As I stick shift the clutch, let her hear that motor open. I'm laughing, that's the same bitch Sam and Kevo motorboated. I feel for the nigga that'll put a ring on her. She a super stupid, sucky, fucky, clean head hunter. And that's where we differ. I don't like to give her more than what she asking for. Ring me in the good service. Hit me when she with Nitty, depending on her prefer. Cause when she with Rock, you know his party just a little herb. Steve a bottle popper, into the night it's just to get served. Rock will probably pop past her, that Howard Dennis the curve. That's what she deserves. We call her the mixer. She calls him the mister. He calls her the miss in. See, I notice the difference. He give her the kiss in. I give her the dizzy, but I won't give her no
hope.
I'm hustling on the block. Pack, yeah, I don't know. So play me never so.
Nigga, whatever.
I was out here on the grind. Money on my mind. Why niggas wasted time?
Nigga, whatever.
I done fucked a nigga broad. Showed her how to ball. And he ain't learned at all.
Nigga, whatever.
So it's fuckers when I see him. Deuces to the BM. Then my team grasped it all.
Yeah. Real trap shit.
People all around me feel like I'm in an office. I stay fresh to death like I just hopped out that coffin. I'm in the money shouting. I ain't in the losses. My niggas got that work. 63rd and house. One banger, make you get them two chains up. They hustling backwards. These rappers is faggots. I ain't got no time for that chatter. Fuck around and just pick that flyer. Blah, blah, blah. People all around me feel like I'm in an office. I stay fresh to death like I just hopped out that coffin. I'm in the money shouting. I ain't in the losses. My niggas got that work. 63rd and house.
That's a lot of cash.
Take a pound and I break it down.
That's a lot of hash.
Shorty
thought. That's a lot of sad. So I cock it off and I'm the thought. That's a lot of sad. Fast is how I pass, burning a lot of gas. Why would I trip and what I spit is earning a lot of cash. Burning in the stash, yellow in the ass. Straight with a high yellow woman, shawty name is Cash. Shape, she class, shape real cute. Rocking high heel boots, I had that bag of dough with your traffic. You know I still shoot, I spill truth. Off the fifth with this liquid of life. Shorty so enticed with price, I hit the lick with a twice. I used to never cool her down, I'ma cool her down. She fool with me so she don't keep another dude around. We do the crown in the club, going off the throne. Hit a Giannis right after we roam out. Zone. I'm grown and she's sexy. It's on if she texts me. I love to tell her, baby, meet me at home to sex me. She texts back, LOL, when she's on her way. I can't wait, cause I'ma put it on her head. Check it on deck, check it straight. That's a lot of swag. No, we popping tags, so I jam. That's a lot of bag. Yo, 100K in the day. That's a lot of change. 38, 24, 42. That's a lot of ass. Around the hood, the shot town. That's a lot of damn. Take a pound and I break it down. That's a lot of hands. Shorty popping off a cotton sauce. That's a lot of stash. So I cock it off till I'm exhausted. Cause that's a lot of ass.
Yeah, all right, look, y'all know what it is, man. It's your boy, man. Time for what I always do, man, and what we always do, man. The time what I'm tripping on, man. You know, today, what I'm tripping on, it's a lot. So we're going to get into it real quick, man. First thing I'm tripping on today, man, okay, but I don't know if this is a fad or just something that y'all like to do, but I have seen too many situations where these tight pants revolution with these guys, dude, I don't understand that. Like, honestly, fellas, I want y'all to realize something. Us as men, we are not built to wear skinny jeans. We not. We are built different than everybody else, all right? You know what I'm saying? Everybody else already know we are not built to wear skinny jeans, right? That's the first thing y'all need to understand, okay? We are made different from women. Women wear other people. Women are the ones that were built to wear skinny jeans. Now, there's a difference between skinny jeans and don't go to the light. There's a difference between skinny jeans, I mean fitted jeans, jeans that fit. You know what I'm saying? You still got enough room to maneuver and work and do all that stuff. And that's the difference between skinny, tight, these leggings are like y'all wearing, dude. No man should wear these leggings, all right? I'm going to call them how I see it, man. They leggings, dog. They are not jeans. They leggings, dog. No man should be able to. No man should wear these jeans. But yet still, I'm seeing men and kids and these people wearing these skinny jeans. It's uncomfortable, man. Not even gonna lie to y'all, man. I bought a pair of jeans. I thought they were supposed to fit the right way. They were tight as heck. I almost threw them away. If I have no little cousin that was smaller than me and put these jeans on, I would have threw the jeans away. So honestly, like seriously, fellas, kids, men are not, don't go to the light. Men are not built to wear skinny jeans, man. I'm serious. I mean, I don't know what it is, what the problem is. But, I mean, the skinny shirts, the tight T-shirt wearing that, hey, look, y'all do what y'all do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad at that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, 99 cat, brother, you're pulling the tight, extra small shirt. No, I don't know that. It's called Under Armour. You know, you wear it in football, it's cool, but you wear it on the daily, you know, the shirt's getting a little smaller than normal. I guess that's what y'all want to do. I'm not too mad at that because, you know, when the brother plays football or whatever, you know, I got on the Under Armour. It's extra super tight, looking like baby Iron Man, but seriously. I'm honestly telling y'all, this is not even, that, like, seriously, fellas, we are not built to wear skinny jeans, all right? There's nowhere in the manual that says we can wear them. We are not physically able to wear skinny jeans. But yet, y'all wearing them. Because why? Y'all seeing all these artists wearing them. Y'all seeing all these celebrities wearing. And that goes back to the point of you being a follower. You following someone else's footsteps. You're going to wear skinny jeans because somebody else is wearing them. If you ain't got the right reason to wear them, man, stop wearing these jeans, man. That's not what's hot in the streets. Right? I don't understand it, but y'all like it, man. I don't know what it is, man. I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know. Maybe my correspondent could tell y'all why y'all shouldn't wear skinny jeans. I really don't know.
Hello?
Yeah, what up?
Good evening, OG Radio and our fans out there. First of all, I'd like to say much love and give all praise to God. Now, thanks. Let's talk about this skinny jean topic. Am I right?
Yeah, you right.
And it's like when our young males wear their pants off their ass, sagging, showing their bosses. And
right.
I mean, really showing your boss.
You went from that to skinny jeans. I mean, what happens
right.
if you just putting a nice pair of pants on that fit around your waist to keep them moving?
Right. And it got something to do with the pretty boy aspect, too, that's going around. This Soulja Boy shit. This metrosexual shit. This Kanye West shit. This Russell Simmons, P. Diddy. All these men in the industry are metros. And then not only that, Lil Wayne wearing them Jergens, leggings, whatever you call it, at the VMAs. And then he got green UGG boots on in the video. Like, what the fuck are we raising? Is the black male gay today? That's all I want to know. With all this shit that's going on, because if you got your pants off your ass, that comes from jail, from letting men bust you on your behind. That's the culture of that. If you wear skinny jeans, that's for women, not for men. Then you a pretty boy. Your daughter should be a pretty girl. Pretty is for women. I mean, for girls. Women are beautiful. What the fuck is wrong with this society? What are we raising? Where is the real Bernie Madoff in our society? And I know everybody young that's listening to this, but I'm serious. I'm talking about a real man, meaning he get his ass up, go and shower, put on a nice pair of pants, and ain't off his ass enough. Well, it's enough room to get him some room in his penis area or whatever, so it won't smother him. Then he go and make that money for his family, come back home and raise his children. This pretty boy shit is fucking up our society, along with calling each other real niggas and all this shit. We are fucking up our society. Our children are dying and all this shit. And everything that I'm naming out has a cause to do with it. And yes, popular culture has a lot to do with it because they got influence over the people. And hip-hop is mind control, if you ask me anyway. So when you see Lil Wayne with the skinny jeans or Kanye or Lil Wayne with these us on, our little boy's like, hey, I like Lil Wayne. He's a role model. I want to wear this too, just like Lil Wayne or whatever. But truth be told, this is destroying our culture. We're not raising our children to be men, our boys in our society. When you're a little boy, you be a king one day, not a fucking pretty boy when you get grown. You're a king. You're the head of a household. Whatever that woman you lay up next to, that's your queen. Y'all raise some children. And you supposed to look like a man and act like a man. GQ Smooth. This shit ain't even cool what's going on no more with all this pretty boy shit and skinny jeans, pants, sagging stage. Stop it. It's whack as hell, for real. And that's coming from a woman's point of view. I don't want no pretty boy. I don't want no man with his pants off his ass, no skinny jeans. Because you know why? I'm going to say you gay as hell, and I ain't laying next to no fag. And that's real talk.
Yeah, I feel you. And another thing we got to get to, besides that, like, definitely I appreciate you for putting me up on this video. And these little girls, like, first of all, I'm very disappointed in this video because I watched this video. I just watched the video. And I'm seeing all these people standing around while these little girls make me look like they're in a kid's girl video. And there's grown people around them, like, encouraging it. But then down the line, you're going to get mad at these same little girls as I had acting fast and doing whatever they want to do. Because at an early age, you encourage them to do something that's not right. That's not right. You encourage these little girls to drop it low and do it. Now, these same little girls that grow up and be strippers or do whatever they do, you're going to be mad because, one, you're going to be like, I can't believe you're doing this. But yet and still, I hope somebody goes back 2, 3, 4, 5 years later and show these same parents that's pissed off, mad at their kids, that same video that was posted, and see that all these people that was encouraging their child or whoever kid, and even a DJ is encouraging these kids to drop it low or do whatever they're doing. Ain't a grown mama in there going over there telling them to stop this. It's because of these young mamas. Like, honestly, I ain't not bashing these mamas, but yet still I am. Because y'all going to be the same mamas be pissed off at your kids when they get older, high school, go to college or whatever, do what they do. Not saying they're going to drop a shorty, but out here acting fool and dressing all reckless, you're going to be mad at that same little girl that you thought was cute, you know what I'm saying, shaking her butt and doing all this extra crazy and necessary stuff. Because I wish I would see my niece doing something like that. I don't care who looking. This is going to be a problem because I'm going to go ham. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm going to act a fool. Somebody gonna look at me like I lost my man. I'm like, no, I ain't lost my man. Y'all lost y'all man. Because I would never let my niece nor my daughter do something like that. If I had a daughter, if my daughter was in that situation, it would be problems. She would get the type of tool of her life. I wouldn't have talked to her for like 3 days about that, how wrong that is. And the worst part about it, that all these adults are sitting around encouraging it. They just looking at it. They think it's cute. They laugh. And they take pictures. And they put it on World Star. So I hope that down the line, nothing wrong and nothing bad has to happen to them little girls because they don't know no better. Their parents encourage them. They think it's okay. But if them parents would discipline them, they know it's not okay. That's not something you need to be doing. Getting still and you won't, and ain't to put you on camera. So when you grow up and you see that and people encouraging you or, you know, however it go down, these parents get mad and pissed and want to whoop them kids. I hope somebody saves this video and they file or whatever that was a part of this or it was at this venue or know them little kids. And so when their parents try to go off, they show them this video like, well, you the one sitting over there to encourage your child to shake her booty and do all this extra unnecessary stuff like she in a rap video or she a strip club, but you think it's cute. So, honestly, I do fault these young parents because it ain't no way in the world no big mama or no real auntie or no real mama would have let none of this happen with their kid or somebody else's kid. Somebody would have said something. You know what I'm saying? Because on my block, where I grew up, if my aunties or my uncles or my mama didn't see it, somebody on that block gave me a whoop. My godmother Val, so many ladies on that block was like the block, you know what I'm saying, grew up, so, and it didn't matter who you were. If somebody knew that person, if your mama or your auntie and them knew the person that caught you, you was liable to get a whooping with no questions asked. And they wasn't mad at the adult. You know what I'm saying? They was mad at you. So I'm disappointed at all them parents in that video.
Me too. Not only am I disappointed at the parents, because truthfully be told, it's grandmas out there that's encouraging that shit. And then I hear grown-ass men on the video. And for our listeners that don't know what the video is, it's at worldstar.com, worldstarhiphop.com, I'm sorry. And you're going to look at it because you'll see it say Baby Turk Team or something. You'll see it. But it's grown-ass men seem like they 40, 50, and these men on the DJ talking on the microphone talking about some, all these little girls got y'all down packed, you little, the women. Y'all ain't messing with them. Y'all been broke y'all back trying to dance like these little girls. When the fuck do somebody just stop that shit in these videos? I see this so much, though, being posted on YouTube, little kids dancing.
Like it's
provocative.
Cute.
Huh? No, it ain't cute. It ain't cute at all. It ain't cute. When she 15, 14, they got her first born, then what the fuck you going to do then when that baby comes? Because that's the truth. When you encourage that behavior as your child, then guess what? Eventually, it's going to lead into adulthood. And then they're going to be unfit just like you. This shit ain't cute. This ain't how you raise your children. Are you out of your mind? Or am I out of my mind? But I think the black society is fucked up. And I'm being completely honest. I don't even feel good to be a black woman no more in America. It's bad enough that we deal with racism. Then we got to deal with the people, of our people being negative and stupid and ignorant. To the fact that when we had Dr. King, Malcolm X, and all them people, Black Panther Party, they died for us. That sacrificed their lives. And y'all niggas do this shit? Yeah, I said niggas. And I don't mean niggas in term of endearment. I mean niggas mean you fucking beasts. You nasty, you dirty, trifling motherfuckers. And you nigga bitches, too. Y'all do this? This what we do now? This how we raise our children? We let our children listen to Waka Flocka while he talking about some round of applause. Baby, make that ass clap. Are you for real? We brainwashing our children to this bullshit? So they could grow up and be strippers instead of telling our children that they should grow up and be fit mothers and then go to school and all that. What the fuck are we raising in this society? Because truth be told, the black community sucks right now. It really sucks. And I don't care what nobody says. A lot of shit that's going on from the Air Jordans, from this pan, second stage, all this shit. From all you real niggas out here, you bad bitches. All kind of shit that I'm hearing, disrespecting your elders, y'all shooting up kids and all this, all our youth and all that. The black community sucks, and we at a fucking high level. This is a terrorist attack for the black community. We at the, you know, the terrorist system. When you have a terrorist attack, that FEMA shit, guess what? We at red alert right now in the black community. Like, shit is fucked up. I'm talking about fucked up. Because it's too much shit that's going on that shouldn't be going on. And it all goes back to basically raising your children. Because most, 9 times out of 10, you know what these parents doing? They smoke a blunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
With their little buddy, real tall, drink some Ciroc, Hennessy, whatever they drink. And then they got their little daughter watching the 106 Park and shit. And then they play Waka Flocka around them and shit, the uncut version and all that. And then they popping their ass in front of their daughter. Oh, this my jam. And they start popping their ass. Then their daughter pick up from because that's their mother.
Videos where his parents, I mean, look, I see how I feel, man. Like, honestly, I don't see too many parents, these young girls. I've seen like 3 videos where a girl is and they're acting like a stripper in front of their little son. So when you get older, they're basically telling your son to treat all girls like little hoes. Like,
yeah.
Well, them all disrespectful. You can say whatever you want, do whatever you want to with them. And then the same type of niggas is going to be in the club acting dumb as hell, doing random reckless stuff, thinking it's okay to do that. My mom told me at a young age it's okay to do that. Well, these little girls going in the club, going there half naked, showing off everything, but then going to be the same little girl that would get older and go to the club, get mad at the nigga, all in her face, trying to grab up on her. Like, okay, you come to the club dressed like a little, like a buzz down or a little, like a low, and you expect somebody to treat you like a woman. It's like, no, it don't work that way. Everybody know you're a woman. You're not carrying yourself like a woman. You're not carrying yourself like a young man or a man. So if somebody disrespect you, like, nigga, I'm a man. You're not a man. I'm going to treat you like a little boy. Or the girls in here acting retarded and reckless, shaking their booty in front of the camera, think that's cute. That's not cute. I mean, I don't understand where this is turned into being cute or cool or whatever, but it's not. Because I'd be damned if I see my niece doing some shit like that. I'm going off. I'm going to tell you that right now. I got a lot of nieces and nephews and goddaughters and stuff like that where if I see them, they already know. Their parents already know. I'm going to act a fool. If I see them doing something regular, like my little nephews, my little cousins, my little godsons, if I hear them saying something regular, I'm popping them dead in their mouth. I'm not asking no questions. Popping you dead in your mouth because you know I know it's wrong. I don't care if your parents don't see me. They ask you want to ask me questions. I'm going to hit them with the Bernie Mac. Yeah, I did. You know what I'm saying? I got to teach these kids something. I mean, because talking to these kids ain't going to get it because they figure they can do what they want to because their parents is letting them do what they want to. So, like I said, like you said, I honestly believe that there's something wrong with this black community for real. And it's sad because that gets overshadowed. You know what I'm saying? That is overshadowing all the good stuff that certain people do in the community or do around the area that people don't even notice or even care about, but they concentrate on something bad happening or something ignorant or something that's not right happening instead of concentrating on, you know what I'm saying, the good thing that's going on in the community. And I feel bad that these are the topics I'm talking about. Like, but at the same time, somebody got to say something, and I'd rather be the voice of telling y'all what's going on so we can fix it than just not saying nothing at all. I'd rather be the one standing up and telling y'all what I'm tripping on, because what I'm tripping on is what y'all doing out here on a daily. I'm just trying to open y'all eyes up to some of this stuff. But at the same time, I mean, y'all got to want to do the change for y'allself. I can say everything underneath the sun. Lauren, you can say all what you want to say, however you want to say it, but at the same time, if somebody in the community don't go in there and move on it, we're going to be in the same position for a long time.
Yeah.
I can say all kinds of stuff, but I can't
go into everybody's household and be like, hey, you
right.
shouldn't do
but
that. No, that's wrong. This is how you raise your child. I can't do that.
Yeah. Well, I can do is look up
after the people I'm around, my little village.
Right, that's something you can do is make sure the people around you understand what's wrong, because I feel like it started with them. If I can get my little nephews and my little cousins and them to understand what's right and what's wrong, maybe they'll go out there and let the next little whatever know what's right and what's wrong, and maybe it'll start like that. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Maybe I can trend it like that. Maybe I can do it like that. Maybe I feel like my niece will understand what's right and what's wrong until some of the other little girls know that's not right, that's not cute, you shouldn't do that. Because, you know,
cool.
I don't let my listen to stuff like that. But at the same time, it's like, I'm going to do so much I can, so. No.
There's only we could do so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's horrible.
It is. I mean, like I said, this, and I feel like, man, like this segment on my show was more than just, you know, I was, you know what I'm saying, tripping off some stuff that was kind of funny, but I'm glad I'm getting the more serious topics and stuff that's going on in the community instead of the stuff I'm tripping on. But
cause it ain't no joke no more what's going on.
Right, it's like now
it's a state of emergency for real.
Right, cause now I feel like, man, I did, you know what I'm saying, this statement, just, you know, just to open eyes up and just trip on stuff. I feel like that was kind of funny. But now I've been getting, like, people really been hitting me with a lot of, you know, stuff that's really going on, stuff that's more important. Not to say what I was talking about wasn't important, but, like, stuff that I'm talking about now is more important to, you know what I'm saying, I say the community. So I feel like, you know what I'm saying, people like you, people like my boy Andre, y'all really, you know what I'm saying, making this part of my show is more than just me playing music and supporting these artists and the music. It's like this little segment right here is people listen to it, and people are listening to it, opening their eyes up to more than just what's going on in the music world. I'm trying to get y'all more than what's going on in the world, period.
Right. Well, music has a lot to do with it, though, to a certain extent. Well, major music does. It does have a lot to do with what's going on, but at the same time, it got to do with parenting, too. Because
yeah.
I can't sit back and blame rappers because they doing their job. What the fuck are you going to be like, cut this off.
You're right. You're definitely right. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, these parents are letting me the TVs and the rappers raise their kids.
Right.
You know? And like I said, Eminem said it the best. He was like, man, stop letting me raise your kids. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying this because this is what's there. I'm not telling y'all to go out there and do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling y'all, you know what I'm saying, rappers do say that. I'm not telling y'all to go out there and do it. This is what's there. But stop letting me raise your kid and you raise your child, but then when something goes wrong, you blame me. It's like, no, you let your child.
I think
what I'm saying is the truth. You got to break your child in from to what's reality and what's just entertainment. So
I think reality. I think that MCs and entertainers that have a negative effect on society, they should take some kind of responsibility, because that's like if you see a girl, right, and you know she busting down everybody, right, it's not right for you as a man to be like, come and bust me down. You should tell her, she come to you, Princeton, I want to bust you down. You should be like, nah, shorty. You know, you don't need to be busting me down or nobody else. Get your life together, shorty, because she might have a baby or something. You got a shorty or something, baby. I think that's when the rapper should hold some kind of responsibility to be like, look, I know it ain't cool for what I'm doing, woo-woo-woo-woo, but parents, it's mainly on you to raise your children, too. I mean, we got to start, in other words, in society, if we see something wrong, we got to start taking responsibility for what's going wrong instead of sweeping it under the rug and saying it's not my fault. Because it's your fault just as much as it's the parents' fault. You know why? Because it's a problem, and you're not giving the solution to the problem. You just causing and fire to the problem and stuff. And whether a rapper want to say it or not, the truth be told, they role models. I mean, yo, we come from these inner cities. We ain't got shit. So we turn on TV, we see Lil Wayne, T.I., Eminem, all of them. They got these big-ass houses, cars, jewelry, and shit. And what's the first thing your son say or your daughter in the capitalism world like America? America is very, very greedy and everything, and we're very materialistic. First thing your child says, ooh, I want to be like Lil Wayne, though, just because of what they got and stuff like that, the influence of that. That's the first thing that happens. But as parents, like my mama set me down when I was young. My cousin bought me, it was like 2099. He bought me Backstreet Boys. I was about 11. He bought me Backstreet Boys album, Lauryn Hill, and Juvenile album, 400 Degrees, right? So Lauryn Hill and Backstreet Boys was good. But when my mama heard 400 Degrees and Back That Ass Up was the hit song on there, of course. And this Juvenile said, you could do a trick, yeah, on the dick, yeah, and all the nasty shit. My mama told my cousin, take that shit back. And told him, truthfully, I don't want my daughter to be listening to nothing like this. Why? Because it's negative and everything, and it has a negative effect upon my child, which is the true statement. Because in reality, I don't care what a rapper says, the truth of the matter is this, that we live off sounds and vibration in our human body. That's the science of it. Meaning that, guess what? I'm positive and you negative, and we're somewhere in the middle. That means that if we listen to a 50 Cent album, Get Rich or Die Trying, and I just got in an argument with you, guess what? Now I'm talking about the 10, I'm going to want to kill you because my energy is already negative, and then I'm listening to this negative music. And Tupac said something that made sense, too. I don't know if you're a big Pop fan, but on Keep Your Head Up, he said, I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be, and the ghetto wasn't that bad. And that's a true statement. The music that we have, music is kind of the background, but it's the soundtrack of life. So to a certain extent, it is entertainers' responsibility, too, to stop this issue that's going on in our society. Because I feel like in hip-hop, for real, I mean, yo, all these rappers that you hear, negative, they talking about shooting, killing, fucking, and all this. Now, then it came out the hood. Why the fuck are you talking about this shit like Waka Flocka, Lil Wayne, The Game and stuff? They talking about they bloods. You making all this motherfucking money, you in the game? Like, all this shit, it's the responsibility of a rapper when it's all over, and I don't care what you say. And they should be more positive out here because the environment is fucked up. And I guess that's what Kanye West and Jay-Z doing with this Watch the Throne album. Because I'm like, what the fuck are they doing? Because it seems a lot pro-black. Or whatever, but truthfully, it is after so long. After I make so much money in the industry, all I'm saying is that I want to put out positive stuff and do what's good for our children since we at a bad state of emergency, too, and stop being out for self. So it's everybody's responsibility, too. Huh?
I feel you. Well, like I said, like the artists that I've been listening to lately, it's been like between J. Cole and Wale. I ain't gonna lie to you. These two cats I really. And had on my, you know what I'm saying, been spinning. And it's like, you know, like I said, I ain't gonna lie, like when I first heard Wale, I was like, okay, man, what are you talking about? But when I actually, as me, being the rapper myself, I actually sat down and listened to Wale, I was like, okay, I feel where he coming from. I sat down and listened to J. Cole. I feel where J. Cole coming from. I understand his message. I understand what he's trying to tell me. Now I understand his story. You know what I'm saying? He breaking it down. And telling me, you know what I'm saying, I know every, like, most of J. Cole and Wale's mixtape, you know what I'm saying?
But David Banner said something.
And David Banner, too, like, they, honestly, I follow
yeah.
David, when I'm on Twitter, I do, every time David Banner puts something up, I do check it out when it's pertaining to something of a drill topic. I do.
But I wanted to say something right quick. He said something that was true, which I'm going to have to agree with David Banner. Everybody could put out a positive album and rap, R&B, all these genres of music, right? But when it's all over with, guess what? We love drama, too. So, you know what I mean? So, I mean, negative effect, meaning drama is negative, and it's going to always be in the music. So I agree with David Banner, too. But it need to be a system in hip-hop where, yo, where somebody need to make some rules up, like a fucking rapper could make six positive tracks, and then whatever he do with the rest of the album is on him, whether it's negative or something like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then we need programs like NBA Cares, they got that shit. Then we need programs like Hip Hop Cares. Why not make these rappers go out to the hood and go and get back to the community, I'm for real, and make this a deed? I mean, NBA players do it.
I mean, honestly, as you said that, I know a couple, like, I watched Jeezy's documentary. Now, I saw some of the stuff Jeezy did, but it wasn't in the news. He didn't talk about it. He just went out there and did it. I respect him more for that than if
what he
went out here and did it and told everybody and their mama that he did it, got cameras all out everywhere showing people that, oh, I give back. But he showed this on his documentary.
What
everybody
do?
Don't know that. Huh?
What do you do?
Like, one thing he do, he got this, you know what I'm saying, he always get back to, I forgot the name of his organization, but what he do is, you know, he always come back to Atlanta and give back to the kids. And this one lady wrote him a letter telling him that, you know what I'm saying, our son was, you know what I'm saying, disabled or whatever like that in a wheelchair, and she needed a wheelchair-compatible van because she couldn't take him everywhere he wanted to go or, it was like events that she wanted to take him to, and she couldn't because getting him and her son out the van because her husband's in the army. He ain't there.
Mm-hmm.
Jeezy bought the van out, and then she told people that young Jeezy bought the van, and they was, you know, down bashing, like, Jeezy ain't bad, you just van, stop lying. And she had to show them, like, yeah, Jeezy bought me the van, and she asked Jeezy to come tell you. We was like, nah. He like, man, people don't believe you. That means there's something wrong with them. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here for all the TVs and the cameras. It's like, she wrote the letter, you know what I'm saying? She sent it to him, like, and he bought it. No problem, no questions asked. and it's like stuff like that. And when I see rappers give back, but then they got millions of cameras around them, and they all in it, it's like, you, yeah, it's a good deed, but you doing it for all the wrong reasons. And,
yeah.
And like, when I see rappers do stuff, and they don't want no cameras around, or they, or you hear about them doing stuff, not from them, but from other people, then that's how I know it's from the heart, and it's not about, you know what I'm saying, publicity and fame. It's just you, because you know it's the right thing to do.
Because Ludacris got the Ludacris Foundation, and he do give back, from what
right,
I'm hearing.
Talk about that, though. You don't hear nobody talk about that. That's how I, that's why I respect stuff like that. You don't hear
yeah,
always,
yeah. I mean, I'm not saying all rappers are bad, but it need to be, it need to be a lot more that give back for real. Because I think it's a few that actually give back for real, but it need to be like Jay-Z. I don't know what the hell Jay-Z doing. You couldn't tell me what this man, him and Puffy and Russell Simmons. I mean, Russell Simmons do give back. I didn't see it on episode, but Puffy and Jay-Z, they got so much money. What the hell are they doing? I don't ever hear them doing something. Unless Hurricane Katrina happened or something, they give out some money. But what are you doing on a regular basis? Because you know why? All that money they got, guess what? Jay-Z, Posse, they can start a foundation for single parents, right, that's really taking care of their children and help them pay their bills. And guess what? All that shit that they're doing, it ain't nothing but a tax write-off when it's all over with. It is a tax write-off. I don't care what you say. Write it off on your taxes at the end of the year. And that's real talk.
You're right.
So it don't hurt to give back. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying hip-hop art is giving back, but it ain't giving back like it's supposed to. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The people ain't following up on it. You got to be constant with this. I mean, consistent. I mean, we poor as hell right now as far as in the black community. We hurting. And this nigga Jay-Z get on the track, and he fucking burning up $500,000 cars and shit. Somebody got 5 passports and they were going to jail. Man, what the fuck? Gee, no. All this flossing and all this shit, like Kanye on the track, and everybody love Kanye because he's from the track. But he on the track talking about something that he's fresh as hell and he's trying to stay recession-free. You cannot do this shit when your people is hurting. That's all I'm trying to say with that issue, too. Like, we got to do better as far as the role models, because rappers are role models. Fuck what somebody else said, this, that, and the other. A rapper, entertainer, they role models, period. And that's just how it's supposed to be. They role models for the people. I don't care what nobody else say. Because they got that influence of power over people. And I don't know why, but it's just like that. They got that influence over people, and that's all to it. Like, I know when Obama was running for election, T.I. and them was getting out and vote, the motherfuckers went and voted. They said, I went and voted in the primary because T.I. told me. That's fucking influence, G. Like, wow.
What?
Imagine what a rapper could do, for real. If we had Kanye, Common, Lupe, all our rappers in our hood come and tell all these little niggas stop killing. Now, talking about 10, all the murders would stop. It would cut down a lot. Trust me, if they came, and then Jay-Z and them going to clean up their part, or they, you know, where they from, and all the other rappers, a lot of shit would stop. That's what I mean by that. Like, they have power to stop shit. Whether people want to say it or not or want to believe it, but a rapper has so much power over youth, it's ridiculous, but they're not using their power in a good way. They're using it in a negative effect, and that's on some honest-to-God talk.
You're right about that. And I totally agree with you on that. And like I said, y'all already know, man, like I said, this is my segment that, you know, This is part of my show where I honestly, you know what I'm saying, I feel like more people should give me topics for this show, like, honestly, because in a minute, I'm going to start giving y'all more opportunities, man, for, like, not only just to be a part of my show, but, you know, there's always room for improvement for everything, including my show.
Yeah, it is.
Even though I like the way my show was going, but I feel like I can always improve on stuff. So, you know, I appreciate Lauren, you know what I'm saying, always coming in and checking in with me. And doing this segment with you, because like I said, you know, you could be doing anything else right now, but like I said, I do appreciate you just calling in and stating your opinion,
hey,
man. And,
hey, I want to say one more thing. Drake, Marvin Room. You heard it. I know you heard Marvin Room by Drake. You heard Breezy remix.
Yeah.
Gee, why the fuck is these goofies fighting over Rihanna?
I told you. You wouldn't believe the kids. They had to listen to it for yourself. I told you.
They fighting over Rihanna, geez.
You thought I was playing? You thought
yeah,
I was playing.
Thought you was playing when you said that they was fighting over Rihanna. So I honestly sat back and I listened to Marvin Room and I hear Drake song. Well, that nigga that you in love with, right? Then Chris Brown say about his version, he sound like a hater. Don't listen to what that nigga say. I'm like, what the fuck? Are y'all for real fighting over Rihanna? Wow. Wow, G, that's all I can say about that, G. And that's real talk, wow.
I told you. That's all I'm going to tell you, I told you. Like I said, I appreciate it.
You sure?
Oh,
yeah, he was keeping it real. Wow. And Breezy's supposed to be getting back. Rumors Breezy and Rihanna's supposed to be getting back together in a minute. That's a rumor,
really
though.
Yeah.
So that's why Drake, when Breezy, remember when Drake went to, I mean, Breezy tried to get in Drake's listening party, I think Bow Wow was with him.
Yeah, that's why they didn't get in.
Right, and Drake didn't let him in.
It wasn't because they could get in. It's because, you know, it wasn't like, oh, I can't get in. That's a regular, no, ain't no regular club. Drake
right.
Like, don't let the niggas in. Because Breezy had to do. And by the way, you with, so you can't come in either, nigga. Both of y'all. You with that nigga, man, you a hater too. So, hey,
wow. That's hating, G.
I know.
But you know what? If Jay-Z had his way, he'd hook Rihanna and Drake up.
Yeah.
I believe if he could do that shit, he'd do that shit. If he had power like
hey,
that.
It's easy, though. So, hey.
Huh?
Jay-Z don't like Breezy.
No, he don't like Breezy. I guess after he was Rihanna ass, but shit, real talk. I mean, shit, no man hit no woman, regardless. But I think that, you know what I mean, that Rihanna did something to piss Breezy off. I don't think Breezy that type of dude that's just going out of the blue just punch on a girl. Unless you just do something to just piss him off. And he was at his wit's end, so he beat her ass, which ain't good. But she beat his ass back, I'm pretty sure. Rihanna kind of demonized. She look like a demon, low key. That's real shit. And Rihanna looks like she be breezy as she. She look like, I'm saying, she look like she feisty. You understand what I'm saying? Like
mm-hmm.
she one of them, I ain't taking no shit type of women. And she look like she'd be the nigga ass anyway. But that shit was wild, G. All that shit from Drake, all that shit. Fighting over Rihanna. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, kicking with me, checking in with me on my segment. Oh, not segment. You know what I'm saying? This is, you know what I'm saying, we'll be tripping on definitely with Liz. And like I said, I appreciate you.
Staying I appreciate you, too.
With, always kicking with me and giving you an honest opinion, you know what I'm saying, because everybody always sugarcoat stuff. But like
right,
we don't
no
on
need
this.
To sugarcoat it no more.
Hey, this is what we do. We give it to you straight. Any no chase, man. It's like how we give it to you. You know what I'm saying? There's no sugarcoat, no macho. We give it to you how we feel, and we ain't, you know what I'm saying? Not,
it's sour. Well, now ain't no need. The sugar gone. Ain't no more sugar tasting in the black community. Ain't shit sweet no more. Everything's sour.
Yeah, it is what it is, man. Like I said, this is my second, man. I appreciate you kicking it with the kid.
Appreciate
like
you, too.
Said,
and, oh, yeah, to all our viewers out there, I want y'all to have a good New Year's and be safe.
Yeah.
And for a New Year resolution, I want to say this, too. We need to start dehumanizing ourselves for some of the stuff we're doing. That's to all our viewers out there. And if you don't know what dehumanize is, look it up in the dictionary. And then you'll understand what I'm saying. But we need to start getting back to the regular us, to who we are as a culture. And that's all I'm saying. But everybody have a happy New Year and be safe on New Year's Eve because you know how it is with them guns.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, y'all already know, man. This is how we do it on the show, man. We give it to y'all. We supposed to give it to y'all, man. That's the only way you're supposed to get it, man. Raw and uncut, man, because sometimes you don't understand when you got yes men around you, man. So this is what I do, man. And I'm proud to give y'all this show, man. Like I said, this show's for y'all and always been for y'all. Now, I'm going to go ahead and get back into my countdown with the number 3 song. My boy E. Jules, man, do what he do, man. That nigga's in Paris remix. It's your boy, Miss AK, OG Radio Countdown, Top 10, last one of 2011. Let's go.
We're going to skate to one song only.
Yeah. Y'all know I'm back, baby.
E. Jules, baby.
I'm going to take the game back. It's mine.
Y'all
anybody
know
fall in line.
y'all get ready for second place. So I fist so hard, motherfuckers wanna clone me. Bad bitches wanna bone me. Yeah, I made it to the top, got my niggas right here, so the shit ain't lonely. Fist so sick, that shit rabies. Grew up in the wild, can't shit tame me. That drink too strong, don't worry about it, baby. Got wine in the house, that shit ain't me. My high low switch the snapbacks from fitted. She okay, left them bad bitches for women. Okay. My car's long, my rims high, finna put wings on them, my shit fly. Told them, let's talk money, if money ain't the conversation, ain't no time for the chit chat. Wasting time, dollar signs, time is money, don't waste it. You going broke, chasing hoes, I'm chasing money, they waiting. I'm pouring with drinks, they wasted. You standing still, complacent. I'm in the lead, I'm pacing, every day is a vacation, yeah. I'm hot, I'm better than y'all. I'm number one, I'm hard for you to catch medicine ball. Y'all foul technical, so let the record show. If you wanna get technical, I'm about my green vegetable. See, rapping, I'm the best in the world. That XL Magnum, oh, I put that up in your girl. She caught up in my whirlwind, that dick made her world spin. She used to be a lesbian, I made her leave a girlfriend. Nah, wait, I told her bring her girlfriend. I'm dicking her, I'm dicking her, and she licking a pearl in.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the man in the mirror. I told him he the best, he told me I'm that nigga. Out.
Like it's 4th and long. And all my niggas strapped. It's a problem, then they gon' shoot. Cause this is my party. You can die if you want to. Ha. But back to the kicking it. My living room is now a dance floor when they getting it. Shorty popped the yapa, now she dancing on the couch. Oh, I knew it. She was in the room giving niggas mouth. Spades in the same room. Dice game in the kitchen. And right there on the counter, we got women kissing women. My nigga 4 in the bedroom doing tattoos. And this groupie just put me and Rich up in the bathroom. Said she liked I show up at the zone. So we ran up. While I boned, he was getting FaceTime like a
iPhone.
Bring a friend to by the pop and models.
and I ain't coming back. I'm with my mom, just addressing me a couple stacks. We in the strip club, a whole lot of ones. Dressed in all black, who and Lenny got a gun. All the strippers on me, cause they know what it is. They want their rent paid, they know how I go to shit. I don't fuck around, I do the damn thing. Up in VIP, popping all the champagne. Look at the haters' face, I think they getting mad. Frowning up like they got a shit bad. But I don't trip, I just stick and flick cash. To a white chick with wide hips and big ass. I'm swagged out, you get swag up. Your money gang in the building, nigga, back up. To all my bitches and my homies in this bitch. Middle finger to the haters in this bitch. Like, get the sun and spinning hundreds in this bitch. Bottles up if your money ain't funny in this bitch. It's
flavors, you can sleep like some ice cream. This is a juicy takeover. So I can rub no hangover. Put me anywhere where I can take it for your bank owner. Jumping is my middle name. Rock and roll, no Hall of Fame. Welcome to the house of pain, where the bitches can't be tamed. Yeah, I'm the best at it. Smoke like a crack addict. Every time I touch the face, they jump like some jackrabbits.
We got the hood. We got the block. The radio. They won't stop. Going up and down.
Jumping, jumping,
jumping, jumping, jumping. We got the hood, jumping. We got the block, jumping. The radio, jumping. They won't stop, going up and down, jumping. Consistent high, got 'em.
Jumping, 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 jumping.
My little ducky on these bitches, that's my money band. Carry so much bass, you would've thought I had a marching band. I don't need no referees, I don't need no mascots. I came to get it poppin', keep it jumpin', this is my block. Yeah, this that bang music, make them go insane music. They hear me on the radio, now they niggas ain't do it. He gon' get it done, go get her, go get it too. This is money,
get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. I kill it when the beat drop. Get it, got the streets locked. I got them jumping up and down like they fucking feet hot. Juices on the track, we go. Flow cold, Eskimo. X bless me with the track. Now get her about to blow.
We got the hood. We got the block. The radio. They won't stop. Going up and down. Cause if they high, got them.
We got the hood. We got the block. The radio. They won't stop. Going up and down. Cause this shit high, got 'em.
Jumping, 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 jumping.
Get in tune.
Get in tune. DJ Twin, what's happening? What's happening?
This is drilling noise, and I'm killing noise, so we kill them boys. We fill them boys with H-O-L-L-O-W-U's. Balls for the shoes, flow mode, do the fucking two times two. Jeans be cool, dick in your boots. We talking about fight, little folks shoot. Cause too strong, stop through two. I'm the shit, call me Poop. Move Voodoo, we all got loot. Finna get my credit, fizzy, call me a cool. R.P. Pack, I go harder for you. Fit real, so they honor a loot. These niggas ain't honorable. We can't find him, then we coming for you. Gunning for you, these new guns to you. They say they listen to me, but do they understand? Louis be killing shit. Summer of Sam, time to drill like it's summer again. Gun in my hand, it's twin and other. I'm unsafe, no rubber. Fuck you up and your brother. Go home and kill your mother and your family tree. I'm insanity, aka the man to be. So grand of me, I am a G. Honestly, call me Key, dope is D. Nigga, I am Kane. Dan 80, y'all gon' ham on things. Got them panicking, call a Xanazine. And the bean doing green, and the green be loud. And that thing a machine, when the power be loud. They shot showing what we really about. Kill or get out, M-U-B-U, Eastside to you. Army guns get it like the Navy SEAL. Got it for the low, call me now, no P.O. Glocks for the nigga, try and box like P.O. Shoot him in his V.O., night like E.O. Night like E.O. Came out the back, close cast, getting me rolled. Side with a D.O. Cause too strong, both smoke like these hoes. Louis speak kilo, HBK still M-O-V-O. And all these niggas still bitch, you know. Yeah.
It's the associates. You hate it.
Sean Maximus. Maximus.
Yes. Yes.
Major League Entertainment. Sean Max. Killer. Let's go.
I'm feeling good, yeah, I'm feeling like summertime. Ladies in their goops and the niggas posted on the grind. A couple dollars for my niggas that's caught in a bind. Starting five, water break, the only time I'm riding pine. I'm caught up in the whirlwind where the stakes is high. A million on me, they all go be face to die. It's windy in the shot of haters blowing every day. Stopping wave, knowing that the haters ain't stopping pay. Yeah, my team winning, man, we can't lose. We up in first place, laughing while I'm hitting cruise. I'm in the old school, streaking in the old school. Bitches mad at me, cause the boy think he's so cool. But I keep my cool, riding Chuck the Deuces up. Major League playing, man, they better get used to. Riding with the same, but it's good, put the semi up. Come on, back to the block, get my money
Turn the furnace up. When I step in the booth, I burn it up. It's the encore. I come hardcore. I spit it from the heart. These are the memoirs. Live from the underground. I got a detour to come up from the underground and make it to the top. I'm the greatest to become. I'm blazing and coincide with radiation from the sun. I'ma make it out the slum. It's the only option left for me. Cause time's still winding down. And it ain't trying to wait for me. Cause it has no patience and no limitations. I've been sent on a mission by God to rock the whole nation and balance the equation.
Mr. Infamous, sick with these sentences. Ever since a shorty, yo, they put him in parentheses. You other cats wanna know who he is, so we holler back, C-H-I-C-H-E-O. Mr. Infamous, a beast with these instruments. Every time you hear him spit, your chicken yelling.
Infamous!
You other cats wanna know who he is, so we holler back, C-H-I-C-H-E-O.
I came into this motherfucking game and took it over. Nigga brushing his shoulders off like Hover. Got this shit locked, sealed tight like a Ziploc. Cutlass on 24's head with the roof chopped. It's Mr. Infamous, I've been sick with these sentences. Since I was an infant kid, they put me in parentheses. I dot, D dot, capitalize the truth. Give me a mic and I'll spit like I'm missing a tooth. I keep bad company, the dubs in the building. Haters, sit back and take heed to this brilliance. Dub life family, something like the Sicilians. Roll with us to get rolled over. I'm cool in the streets, but with a mic, I'm bipolar. I spit the fluid that'll leave my ops hungover. I'm a headache, ain't no painkiller for me. You can say I'm feeling myself, or I'm killing this beat.
Mr. Infamous, sick with these sentences. Every since a shorty, yo, they put him in parentheses. You other cats wanna know who he is, so we holler back, C-H-I-C-H-E-O. Mr. Infamous, a beast with these instruments. Every time you hear him spit, your chicken yelling.
Infamous!
You other cats wanna know who he is, so we holler back, C-H-I-C-H-E-O.
You heard what the hook say? I'm the truth like a factual statement of your age on your birthday. When I hit the game, I made the earth shake. In other words, I'm an earthquake, a dub on the Richter scale. A monster, yes, a beast when I levitate. Champion to the sport, you others are featherweights. Infamous, the name speaks for itself. I'm a dub soldier, that's till the day of my death. Even in the afterlife, I'ma do it to death. So be cool, you wanna act up, get your team clapped up. Personally, I'm blue magic after it's bagged up. So you tryna get it with me, that just don't add up. Cats wanna know who he is, so we holler back, C-H-I-C-H-E-O. Mr. Infamous, a beast with these instruments. Every time you hear him spit, your chicken yelling.
Infamous!
You other cats wanna know who he is, so we holler back, C-H-I-C-H-E-O.
I'm the soul of Chicago, there is none greater. Bring your chick round me and play, boy, I'll take her. If not me, then my jewels and my paper take her. Have a yelling Infamous. Widen my fan base like MySpace. Ignorant, irate. Truth be told, I'm getting cake in 5 states. On my way to open the earth like a suitcase. Leaving niggas poof face. I'm shitting on the industry. Number one spot, yeah, the dubs got the vacancy. Call it a rap, we got this mainstream sold up. Give it a second, the whole world got they dubs up. It's undeniable to haters diabolical. Flow so ill that I live in a hospital. Yeah, your boy's critical, sick with the mental. Murking niggas off with a pad and a pencil. It's simple. Better yet, check my credentials.
Mr. Infamous, sick with these sentences. Every since a shorty, yo, they put him in parentheses. You other cats wanna know who he is, so we holler back, C-H-I-C-H-E-O. Mr. Infamous, a beast with these instruments. Every time you hear him spit, your chicken yelling.
Infamous!
You other cats wanna know who he is, so we holler back, C-H-I-C-H-E-O.
Hustle up. Now I'm in the Escalade. Chickens roll their eyes as I'm putting on my sunny shade. That's your kryptonite as I'm blocking out your sun rays. I give you some advice. Put those you get from hater rate. Talking to the doctor. Velvet made you choke up. Talking out your neck, bruh. What the fuck you say, huh? Hit you with some deaf shit. 10 feet under restless. Velvet broke the bestest. AKA the thinnest. Stickin' and hit the real bitch. Inglewood on a nap. Run him out, knock him out. I'm feeling straight, goon, even when I left this out. Cause I'm mad at where you go. We'll still run in my shots. These y'all soup with the left, right. Linkin' so stupid, so quick, man, you miss it. Burn ass bitches, I thought you knew. Don't fuck with that with this velvet rose. Oh, let's do it.
Okay. Let's do it then. Fuck it. Yep. To my Inglewood niggas.
Yep.
See, now I'm crazy.
So,
what up?
These niggas hate on Breeze.
Damn.
But I don't really give a fuck. Chiefin' no McGreen in this black is really suck. Smoking all the fuck I want.
Yeah.
Drinking all the fuck I want.
Yeah.
If that chick will suck my dick, I ain't gonna fuck it. Yeah, I am so bold up. I guess how you so what? I'ma dump some more blunts and go and sip for more cups. E Breeze and Velvet Rose. H I double L never hold. I slap bitches and she never goes. If you niggas won't show, throw all them up like gender roles. You'll find me on Copperton. Put that loud cush in the air. Dickie Boots Brown, like a bell. If it don't goose, play the bell. Hoes on my dock and dirty bitch itself. Fucking your bitch on the wall of chair. Hit it to the back in a pool of hell. My bitch fine and your bitch fucking. When I bust, I bet you duckin'. Got a chick for the whole team, and I bet that bitch gon' be fuckin'. Like the football team, these beats, I be fuckin'
touchdown, bitch.
You say let's do it, then I say motherfucker, it is nothing. Now let's do it.
Hit the wood, nigga. That's Detroit Green.
Let me see you juke, girl.
Juke, girl.
Do your dance. Let me see you juke, girl.
Juke, girl.
Do your dance.
Mixtape, man, underneath the cover. Let's go. When
you, I start in this chapter we call life. Shout out to my mother, her kids, she raised right. Never would I thought I'd be sitting here with this pencil, spitting free verses like I'm giving them the goodwill. The thought of my cousin leaving this earth, it sickens me and it hurts to see him off in that hearse. 3 years later, I take a walk in my aunt's house. My cousin older than me, cousin his mom's out. We leave and the feeling start to hit us. I look over at Vin as he start to tear up. It hurts me cause I don't ever see him cry. The only time he do is when somebody close to him dies. The pain living inside of me is my strength, but it weighs much more than what you rep on the bench. Trying to pay attention and listen, I got my head straight. Trying to make love to this money till the bed break. This is deeper than music, that's why your head nodding. What I'm saying is real and you can hear it. When I die, I pray to God that my spirit go to music. If I go before my mom's, I just pray that she don't lose it. I feel like crying tears in this damn booth. It hurts you because you know it's the damn truth. I'm taking off and ain't coming back to earth again. Me and my pencil and my pad, we make the perfect friends. Yeah, I sin, but tell me who doesn't. You hating on me, but you really love it. I never understood why the good dies young, and why the hell these niggas from the hood getting sprung over women that put it down but said they got a man and told you to leave them. That was a one night stand. You don't keep it G and it's obvious. You steady trying to call her, but she with a man, so she ain't picking the phone up. You guys couldn't be serious, you all queers. You following other niggas and they ain't even your peers. I'm doing good as far as my life goes. You be on that bull forever, like Rose. I be working hard all night and it shows. Exactly why these women on my back like clothes. You sleeping on me, I hope you piss in the bed. Nigga, fuck you, with a gold condom on your head. If rap don't work, I'm back to school in the books. Cause the ladies love a nigga that's smart with good looks. I don't gotta try hard, that's why I smile in every picture. The ladies see my teeth in a tripod. My God, look what I've grown to be. Sneaking to the top, I think these hating niggas on to me. Foot on a lot of these cowards steady pulling. Fire in this booth and this mic stand wooden. You couldn't walk a mile in my shoes, nigga, your feet small. Blind man walking, so I don't see y'all. And as I question my premonition and listen, these bitches don't get it, so my heart is out of commission. And life move fast when you wasting it. And I be chasing this money, you chasing basic chicks. Spending every dollar, knowing I should save it. And most of these women is foul, like a flagrant. Nick, hey Bugs, holla at
them. What my life like is deeper than a sewer. I'm a nightmare, don't be sleeping on a Kruger. People say I'm beefing and they keeping that I'm cooler. You notice that these creatures turn evil for the moolah. Exactly why I'm lethal, I be keeping on my Ruger. I hang with a gang full of people that'll shoot ya. Thanks to the haters that be keeping up the rumors. Got a fella feeling stronger, flip your feet into my Pumas. I'm on point like a teacher with a ruler. Yeah, time ticking and the day fly. I must find another way to get my kick high. Can a fella live his life, brother Nate? I have a 7 and 6 like AI. A warm bed, a pretty lady to lay by. Life's a chick sometimes, no, I can't lie. But I got my tongue and a pussy and it tastes fat. My pride holding my tears, mama, I can't cry. I can sniff a weak nigga in a fake guy. If I click and squeeze trigger, then your face fry. So stop whooping out your lips like you can't die. They say they leaving the mark, homie, no way. I ain't touching that wall until that paint dry. All the critics that slept on me awake now. Then my knockers over there, yeah, they wait fly. They get money, sip liquor and stay high. Hit honey, spit gripper, so say hi. And you know I keep the burner cause I'm not going in your girl's throat like the colonel in the popcorn. I walk around your house tank top with my socks on. Later I'll be walking through the hood when the block warm. Laxing in the cut, making sales like a hot song. I'm speaking from the heart cause my top's on.
Go, go. downfall, highly anticipated. But I paid no mind, you know these niggas haters. Now I drink this prescription, change the precipitation. That mean I make it rain, you fuck niggas, don't get the basics. Nigga, my money long, aka Mr. Hosted. That white girl got me straight, then I ran a Boston. Fuck with the green.
Do what you love, love what you do, and the rest take care of itself. have fun and be safe on New Year's, man. Please, I can't stress that enough, especially in my city, Chicago, man. Be safe, have fun, and be cool, man. Everybody outside having fun, just trying to celebrate, man. All these extra issues, man. Leave them wherever you're going to leave them. Leave them in 2011. Leave them somewhere other than where your destination is going to be. If you're going to more than one destination, make sure, man, everything is all cool on every note, man. Really want to have a low count of incidents, crimes, violence, shootings. All that should be on the low this year, man. Hopefully it doesn't be a big issue coming into the new year, man. So as I reiterate one more time, man, please, everybody be safe, have fun, and be easy on this new year, man. Definitely really do, man. Have fun, bring it in the right way, man. Everybody want to see 2012, so, man, hey, you do your part to make sure you go that way. And, man, don't just be a bystander if one of your friends or somebody from the unit to it, man, love them, man. I'm your boy, Mr. AK, signing out for the last show. 2011, man. I'll see y'all in 2012, man. Y'all be safe, have fun, and do what you do, man. Have fun doing it, love doing it, man. I'm out. OG Radio, man. OG and TST team. That's the label, man. I'm out of here. I love y'all. Be safe. One.